Councillor John Scott, the Ulster Unionist Party councillor, with us this morning. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's up?
Stephen, I'm just saying there that if there was an Olympic competition for whingers, the people of Derry would win the gold medal every time. They are the biggest whingers in the province.
I think you should be careful about what you're saying.
No, I don't think so, Stephen. I don't think so.
That last man upset you, did he?
Well, he didn't upset me. I'm just used with it, so I am. Everything that happens or doesn't happen down in Derry. Didn't have a lovely weekend there with Radio 1? Aren't they the UK City of Culture? You know, what more do they want?
What's his name?
This is John Scott, Chris. It was Chris from Derry that was on earlier telling me off.
Yes. It's all the facts
John,
and figures,
John,
yeah.
They're
a bit of anorak people, Stephen, that they're writing down all these wee facts and figures, but they want to look around at the positive things that they have.
That's you told Chris.
Well, I mean, that's a pathetic. That's the usual Belfast response. Derry people.
No, I'm not from Belfast, Chris.
Hold on a minute. Derry people are expected to sit here and hold their tongue and say nothing. Open your mouth to complain about the shabbily way you're treated. You're told, you're called, you're a whinger. Oh, he's on a banana rack with facts and figures. Should we not present facts and figures? Should we not ask?
No, wait, I think he's suggesting you're whinging.
Of course we're whinging.
Yeah, that's my point.
Look at the roads around the Derry and the North West. Look at the A5.
Yes, but why are you not having a go at Good Morning Ulster or Talkback or Evening Extra? Why is it always me?
You're the biggest show in the country.
I'll tell you even better than that.
Aye.
Joe just strikes me. Vinny, come in here just to confirm this. Joe just strikes me, Chris.
What?
Am I not axed in Derry between 10 and half 10?
You are, yes. That's what the point that I made.
Yes, you haven't been whinging about that. The BBC actually axed
you're
me.
You're off air at the minute.
Do you remember that,
Foyle? Yes.
Right. I should be whinging.
For the rest of the year, you're not on air on Foyle between 10 and half past 10.
There's
pure culture.
So there's
a
commitment from the BBC to me. They actually axed me.
They are trying to represent the city of culture and put on a special programme for that. So that's why they thought, where will we put this? Who will we chop? Mm-hmm. And they chopped a little bit out of you.
Didn't see you whinging about that, Chris.
Let me get back to the point that I initially raised.
The point
raised.
Is this. I was taken off air in Derry,
Stephen,
and there was not one complaint into the BBC about it. Not one.
The like of John, who comes on and says, Derry or Winch, and Derry people should sit.
Why do you say that, John?
Why do you say that?
Yes.
Because I'm fed up listening to people like Chris. And I think, Stephen, that took you off that last half hour.
You mentioned anything.
Sean Coyle couldn't cope with you for the handover.
That's
and I think that's why
you've
taken off, Stephen.
It was probably part
John.
Of it.
John, are you a member of the UUP?
I am indeed, Chris, yes.
What do you think of Lord Laird's statement that it was great news for unionists that the A5 was scrapped as it was a threat to unionism and that it was known as the Republican Highway, the Republican United Highway? What do you think of those comments?
Well, I haven't heard those comments before, so
we
I can't really comment on it.
Here.
So I'm not prepared to comment on it. I'd have heard that and I had said something, but because I haven't heard it...
Can I ask you another question?
It's just a whinger from Derry saying it, so I don't know what to say about it.
2011 manifesto that said the A5, the money will be better spent on the A2 Green Island.
This show's been hijacked by Chris and Derry this morning.
Aye, because these are all things, and if we open our mouth, we're called, we're whingers. They want us to sit and pick the crumbs from the table. 6% of the jobs that invest Northern Ireland got up and running came to Derry. We're supposed to say nothing,
Chris,
or you're a winger.
You got something that no other city in the whole of the UK got. You're the culture city of the UK. Whole of the UK. And
what did that
you're still
to the Assembly? Or the A5 roads? What has that got to do with it? What has it got to do with the fact that the jobs here, the shocking number of jobs of 6% from NBS to NIA?
Here's Adrian and Derry.
You want to talk about those?
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Stephen and listeners. I am a whinger from Derry, but I would like to make a point.
Are any of you, by the way, just before you go on to your next point, are any of you minded to complain about the BBC axing me in Derry between 10 and half 10? Could I incentivise any of you to complain?
Yes, we are on air to you now. We are not listening to Radio 5.
Well, tell the head of Radio Ulster that.
The reason being...
I was brought in, listen to this, I was brought in a month ago, Vinny will tell you, we were both brought in, and that man sat in front of me and told me I was being axed.
Yes, Well, Stephen, you really should be in this city.
And not one of you supported me. Not one of you complained. Well, not one of you supported me. You all went silent.
I beg to differ with you, and I didn't want to debate you again. This is not about you. I wanted to make a point. You should have the coverage that this going out in this city at this moment. It should be going out to Newry. It should be going out to Belfast. They should be hearing about the UK City of Culture, if that's what we have to call it.
Well, they have now. They've put on a... What is the special programme they've put on?
Stephen.
Pure Culture, it's called.
Stephen, this programme is going out parochially to a 30-mile radius. The people that we need to bring to this city are not hearing what is going on.
Yes.
It has not been covered UK-wide. The only event that was covered UK-wide is the big weekend, which was the BBC's own programme.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you what I want to say?
Yes.
The week before this event, the so-called whingers that you'd like to refer to us down here as, took to the streets of the city in their thousands. We were called by Reverend David Latimer, the Presbyterian minister, and we came to the streets. We held hands. We made a peace pledge. We lit a peace flame, one of 15 in Northern Ireland, and there was no coverage of Martin Luther King III's speech, of any of this beautiful, momentous occasion by BBC Northern Ireland. It was covered only locally.
Crawley did half an hour with them on Sunday Sequence.
Yes, but not... The television coverage of the actual event did not take place even on the news. I was locally complaining about this. I complained to Ofcom. I complained to the BBC on behalf of the beautiful people of this city that answered the call that came out, and it should have been visual. It should have been televised. The BBC have let the people of this area down, but I know that we're going to get a television station very, very soon, but not by the BBC.
Well, look, I know I've been having a wee bit of fun today, right? And bantering about, but I can clearly hear that both for Chris and for you that this is really important. I can hear it.
Yes, it is. The people of this city love your show. They love your interview skills. You are the creme de la creme when it comes to getting an issue dealt with. But, Stephen, you neglect this northwest region. That's all I have to say on it. You don't cover the positive things that go out of this city, and you do talk a lot about your football and about your personal things, which, personally speaking, as a licensed payer, we don't need to hear or know about in our time.
You don't want to know?
No, Stephen. Oh. We don't. We want you to deal with the issues. We've got one bus stop at Antony Galvin Hospital, no wardens in our parks. There are issues that I campaign on, and we do not get the coverage that Northern Ireland should be given us.
Let me... Have you actually brought those issues to this team?
Yes, Stephen. I have sent 1,000 texts over the past few years.
Texts?
Yes. No. You've got it brought to your team. They're very well aware. Every day to them.
Do you know what? I actually think this is the production team's fault.
Okay, then.
This is nothing to do with me, and I must
this is not about me. It's not about you.
I must criticise them.
I just want you to get the point.
Yeah.
We had a beautiful event. Bring up Reverend David Latimer. Talk to him about the beautiful day. And the Mayor of London spoke in our city, and he was mocked by unionist politicians, and that's another issue.
John Scott, do you think it sounds like there's a point here, actually?
Well, yes, they do have a point, Stephen. And as you said, William Crawley, for a half hour on Sunday morning, spoke about Londonderry, and it was all very positive. So it was.
Yes.
But it's the people of Derry, the whingers and whingers and whingers. You just get fed up listening to it.
I know you get fed up. You'll get fed up. You should be hanging your head in shame.
No, I should not.
And it's treatment of Derry.
Sorry?
You should be ashamed. You should be hanging your head in shame.
Not at all. I visit Londonderry all the time.
And the UUP over their actions on the A5. Who called it, your party called it, a United Ireland Highway.
Well, I can't comment on that because I never...
Can you comment that your manifesto said it was a waste of money, the A5?
Well, it probably was a waste of money.
There you are. Thanks very much. And if we talk and complain about it, we're whingers.
Yes.
It's great to hear somebody from the UUP admitting it. In their opinion, it's a waste of money.
I'm not sure we could put it into hospitals or anything.
Why is it a waste of money, decent road to Derry? Why?
What?
Why should that road be suffer $1 million?
Well, I'm sure sometime it will come back on the agenda, but...
Your way, it'll never be on the agenda.
No, it doesn't matter to me. I travel up and down quite a lot, so, I mean, if the roads are improved, well and good. But, I mean, it takes money and...
You take the same attitude roads all around Belfast.
Well, I don't live in Belfast.
Well and good, if they're not too bad.
No, I don't live in Belfast. You want to try and travel in Belfast?
You
have no bus lanes.
I think Adrian, you're still there. I'm just trying to.
UUP said the A5's a waste of money, and he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
I'm just thinking through here, Adrian, in terms of in defence of the BBC. There's a dedicated breakfast show in Foyle, right? And then you've got you've Mark Patterson in the afternoon. You've Sean Coyle, obviously. You've a local news team down there. So there's quite a lot of output, isn't there?
I think the point's lost. Stephen, if the UK City of Culture was Liverpool or anywhere else, yeah, it would be covered regionally. What I'm saying is the events that are going on in our City of Culture are not covered outside our own area.
Yeah.
That is not the purpose of getting this commission deals, that we are this great city, when we can't actually get outside the city to advertise.
I'm sure Arts Extra have covered events basically nearly every night, I'm sure.
The point we're making is...
You're missing the point. The biggest show in the country is ignoring it.
Yes.
Whereas if you were to talk about it and talk about all those issues I raised, people could say, what's going on here? Let's do something about it.
Well,
as I suggested, come to Derry, run your show, talk about little local issues. There's one issue I would ask...
Hold on a moment. But you're saying come to Derry.
Yeah.
But there would be, you know, every other part of Northern Ireland would like the show to go to them too.
We're not a wee village and the backside of nowhere that some people like you to think we are.
But the BBC have put on...
I'm not talking about the BBC.
But hold on a moment.
The Nolan Show.
I know, but there's a lot more to the BBC than the Nolan Show, obviously.
Let's talk about the Nolan Show.
Yes, but the BBC...
You've ignored it. Ignored all those points I raised.
Well, hold on a moment. I haven't ignored it. We've sat discussing it for 20 minutes.
That's fair enough. The funny about it is the people in North Wales don't even hear this. Stephen,
listen, the BBC have put on a dedicated programme between 10 and 10:30 specifically for BBC Radio Foyle Pure Culture to reflect everything that's going on in this, the year of the City of Culture.
Nobody's complaining. I'm not complaining about the BBC. I was just talking about your show, the biggest show in the country, ignoring these, like Invest NI, the treatment of trans links.
Well, I think those type of stories we should be doing.
Yeah, I think it's
a two-way street, though, in that I think you should be sending your stories to us on an email. Let me give you the email address. It's dead easy to remember. Nolan@bbc.co.uk. Nolan@bbc.co.uk. And look, we look at the stories, and I'll take on board what you're saying this morning, Adrian.
Okay.
I'll take on board what you're saying this morning. In terms of the BBC made a decision. I know I was joking earlier on, but the BBC made a decision that between 10 and 10:30, they would have that Pure Culture programme only in Foyle.
Well, that's a mistake they made. And they need to know that they should have that around Northern Ireland. That half hour should be Northern Ireland wide. They should have that out on Radio Ulster. What's the good in putting it on here? We all know what's going on here.
What, and take me off everywhere?
No,
Stephen, you have to send an email.
Down?
I'm going to send you an email, and I'm going to hope that you will take it up. It's regarding the Factory Girls sculpture to be sited here in Derry. It's lying rusting for 7 years. The DSD, they have no money to complete it. It's cost thousands of pounds.
You see, here's the interesting
people
point.
People have taken to the street, marching about it. They're signing petitions all over the place.
But here's,
and they're facing a blank wall.
But here's the interesting point now this morning.
I'll send you the details,
right,
and I'll see if you take it up.
All right, send us the details. But
and
please do, and I mean that, and we'll have a look at it. But Chris, here's the interesting point. You've come up with about 5 or 6 different stories of merit this morning, right?
Yeah.
I would just point out to you that there are people in Bangor, in Lisburn, in Belfast, you know, elsewhere, who contact this programme every day, who, you know, they would love it if they got one story aired.
But we would love it if we got one of those aired. I'm just telling you a list of
right,
one.
Well, let's put that right.
None of them were aired.
Let's put that right. I'll put that right. I'll promise you. David Nanalong. Morning, David. Stay there, Adrian. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. Nanalong's a lovely wee place. And if you could mention it just once a year, we'd be as happy as Larry.
Where?
Oh, listen, it's just outside of Newcastle. Nestled between Newcastle and Kilkeel, right in the middle of the Mourne Mounds.
And along.
Lovely. Yep, as beautiful an area as ever you've seen, Steve. And if you could just mention it once a year, that's all we want mentioned. We would be as happy as Larry.
You see, this is the problem. You're saying good on you, Adrian. This is the problem. This is a problem. We're going to have people from everywhere now. Can I just remind you all that there is Good Morning Ulster in the morning. It's very rarely I say this. There's Good Morning Ulster in the morning, and there's Talk Back at lunchtime. You know, these other programmes should have...
Yes, you're right, Stephen. Okay. I'm going to leave you with one thing, Stephen. It's not just about my city. It's about Northern Ireland wide. There was a disability strategy launched on the 28th of February in the Grosvenor Grammar School in Belfast. I was at it. There were Paralympics speaking at it. And there was absolutely no coverage from the BBC or the UTV on that, which is affecting all disabled people throughout Northern Ireland. Not a mention. I sent several texts to your programme. I give them the name of the directorate. OFM, DFM launched it. Not a mention.
Do you know what?
Not a mention, Stephen. And that information was given on the very day to your programme.
Do you know what just strikes me?
Yes.
The care home story that this programme was right at the very heart of,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, Stephen.
And let's be fair here. We had someone, we were speaking to someone whose mother was in Sleevemore Nursing Unit in Derry, Londonderry.
Right. That's right, and you did a good job.
And we covered that story extensively.
Yes, and there's been good news there too, thank God.
And the Western Trust, we had them on, we were holding them accountable. It is unfair. I'm taking some of this on the chin. But when I think about it, actually, for example, that care home story just recently, that was massive on this programme.
Stephen, you get applause when you do things right.
There was then an 82-year-old lady who do you remember the 82-year-old lady who was left in pain, she claimed, for 6 hours at Alton McGilvin NE? We covered that extensively.
Stephen, we are talking about an event that took place in this city where a peace flame was lit. It was monumental. Yeah. Thousands of people spoke and said a peace pledge of different denominations, 68 schools mixed all in that audience. And Martin Luther King III speaking, the mayor of London...
Crawley covered it.
No, it wasn't covered. It wasn't covered. Look, you never mentioned it on your programme.
But Crawley did it.
But you never mentioned it, Stephen.
Crawley did it the day before.
Well, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to leave you now.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you for your time.
Morning. Morning to you, Chris.
Great, thanks, Stephen.
Morning, Harry.
Good morning, Stephen. I agree with that lady in Derry, Stephen.
I feel like I'm getting battered up and down the park today.
No, she said you should be heard in Derry, and I agree with her, but in one condition, that you're taken off in Belfast because you have my head turned. I turned on here from Dunadry to listen to Sean. I'm waiting for Sean to come on, and I have to listen to that drivel. I'm fed up. I'm nearly going to go to Radio 1.
I was listening to that this morning. Do you know what I was listening to this morning? Radio 1 Extra, driving into work. BBC Radio 1 Extra. It was brilliant.
Well, you're driving me to Frank.
Oh, dear. You know what's going to happen here now? I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen, Harry.
What's going to happen?
There's going to be such an overreaction from BBC management to this, right? That they'll have me in a tent in Derry every day of the week for the next 2 years.
Oh, well, sure, that's good. As long as the tent's well away from Radio Ulster.
Thank you. Morning to you.